This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. Capitol Hill's block party is happening this weekend, and Joe, also known as Jay Gregory, will be one of many performers. But this performance is especially important for Gregory. The Capitol Hill neighborhood really made an impact on him when he was a teen back in the 90s.
There were so many artists and musicians, and the culture up there was just so vibrant and engaging, and it was really just a place that I would go up to as much as I could and just feed off of that energy and that creativity and try to get inspired, and usually always worked.
And that feeling is what his song Rare Poisons is all about. But Seattle's changing, and Gregory says that's pushing him away from Capitol Hill.
With development and growth, there's always growing pains, and there's always some sort of like, wait, this was once my neighborhood, and now it's not.
Gregory says he and a lot of his musician friends are planning to move to Tacoma.
Back then, it was there was so much diversity, and now it's pretty homogenous. There's a lot of restaurants popping up that are just the same $17 cheeseburger and, you know, the same $30 steak frites or whatever you call them.
You just released a new single called E-Flower. Tell me about that song.
It deals with my alcoholism and my addiction issues that I've recently gotten over in the last couple years. It's a really fun song for me to play, but it toes the line of getting so deep and personal that, you know, when I play it live, it's really hard to toe the line of emotion, because in the chorus it says, you know, you make me so nervous, I shake, I want to be near you every second I'm awake. And that's, you know, talking about how I couldn't get up without my hands shaking before I got my first drink. And it's scary to think how far down I was in that road of alcoholism. But it's so amazing to be on the other side of that now and to see things clearly and be moving forward. So.
Was music a part of your recovery process?
It was. It took a good year. I had to take time off because music was so intertwined with alcohol. And, you know, it's just
partying.
Yeah, it's just the culture. You know, at first I thought I didn't have a drinking problem because I was in a band. And so it's like you drink at practice, you drink at shows, you drink in the bus, you're just drinking all day. But then when I uncovered it, you know, more, it was like, yeah, this is, I'm depressed and I'm anxious and so I'm drinking. So I had to take a step back from music for a little while and kind of, you know, get stronger internally.
Do you think that getting sober affected your music and how you write?
Yeah, that's interesting too, because, you know, for so long you write with a bottle next to you. It's, you know, you want to be Ernest Hemingway or whatever, you know, and there's a big fear of, you know, can I do this sober? Can I do this without alcohol? And it's amazing once you do open your eyes, it's like, man, I can really do this a lot better and, you know, to a higher level. So, yeah, I feel like so excited about where I can go as a musician and a songwriter now, and yeah, lots of good things to come.
After that time away, Joe, or simply Jay Gregory, is back performing again. You can check out his set at the Capitol Hill Block Party Sunday evening. This is Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Emily Fox.